Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today? Because I sure as fuck don't remember the last thing that we read.
Well, last time we read 2 Maccabees chapter 4.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that one we were bored.
It was so boring. Oh my God.
Yeah, there were, it was a lot of like Greek shit. Like they were talking about what the Greeks were doing. There was like...
But it wasn't like cool Greek. It wasn't like Greece, baby.
I mean, there was like kind of the Olympic reference. Like there was a lot of that.
It wasn't cool though.
And somebody got killed.
Like, but it wasn't cool Greece. It wasn't like, whoa, it's all Greek to me, even though I did say that.
Right. It lost a lot of the, like, I don't know. It didn't live up to the second Maccabees, you know, promise of God. You know, I'm just saying, they promised God.
They did promise God.
That's what I heard when we started. Like, there's got to be more God.
Well, that's what I heard.
That chapter was sans God, you know? It was just like, no God. As an atheist, I give a shit too much about that, but...
Yeah.
Insofar as what I was expecting, it was not what I expected.
It was not.
In a bad way.
In a bad way.
Because it wasn't even a great story. It was just like, yeah, those things that happened, I guess. So, I guess. Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's move along then.
So what happened?
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, there was Olympics and there was like, Onias got killed and they, you know, did shit.
Boring
Jason,
shit.
Jason bought a priesthood and... And we had Sinister Simon around and stuff.
And Simon and Schuster? What?
Sinister Simon.
Sinister Simon. I thought you said Simon and Schuster.
Not even close.
Wow. Okay. But that's because my brain is in book publishing mode. And I swear, I really heard you say Simon and Schuster.
Got it. Yeah, no, nope, that was not what I said.
Wow. Okay, sorry, go on.
Because my brain is not in book publishing mode.
No. Sinister Simon opposed to...
The one
to...
the name you made up.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I forgot I made that name
right,
up.
Right.
Sometimes I just say the funniest shit and then it's gone.
Yeah. So that was 2 Maccabees chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're doing...
Sinister Simon, 2 Maccadoodles, chapter 5.
All right, are you ready to do this?
Probably not, but yeah, let's do it!
All right, let's do it.
Okie dokie. Alrighty then.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. I thought you got that out of your system at the intro.
No.
No?
I always have a little bit more song in me.
Yeah.
A little bit of song in my heart. Yeah. All right, let's read us some 2 Maccadoodles chapter 5.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, about this time.
Right about now.
Right about now.
The Funk Soul Brother.
I am going to write a book, and I'm going to start it with, now about this time. Antiochus made his second invasion into Egypt.
Mm. Okay. This is Antiochus Epiphanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The OG villain.
That's right.
Yeah. It happened that throughout all the city for almost 40 days. So almost. Not quite.
But we had to get to that 40 day number because it's the Bible and we like those 40 days.
We do like
those. And 40 nights even.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And it wasn't quite that cool number.
No,
but it was
close.
Almost.
It was really fucking close. Yeah.
Cavalry appeared in the midst of the sky in swift motion, wearing robes woven with gold and carrying spears, equipped with troops for battle.
In the sky?
That's what it said. This is magical.
I'm a little worried for these people. That's weird.
Right? Like, magic angels just here? Like
descend. I feel like there were above. Drugs involved, maybe.
Oh, there's so much drugs in the Bible. Drawing swords, squadrons of cavalry in array.
Dogs and cats.
Living together, mass hysteria. Encounters and pursuits of both armies, shaking shields, multitudes of lances, throwing of missiles, flashing of golden trappings, and putting on all sorts of armor.
All sorts.
All sorts. The,
all kinds. There's mm-hmm. there's a lot of them. There's tons.
There's the one things. That goes on your left arm and the one that goes on your right arm.
Some of them are gold. Some of them are silver.
Chainmail.
Might even be bronze in there. I don't know.
I don't even know what
so
era
much
we're
armor.
In.
So much yeah. armor.
So all sorts.
Yeah.
Therefore, everyone prayed that the manifestation might have been given for good. Yeah, okay. It's a manifestation of fucking angels in coming down from the sky.
I'm not sure what's happening here. It started off with Antiochus going into Egypt to fight shit, right?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Yeah, but then...
Cavalry appeared in the midst of the sky!
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what's going on. Because Antiochus went to Egypt to fight, and then a sky cavalry showed up.
A sky
that was,
cavalry.
That was putting on all kinds of armor.
That's the name of another book. Sky Cavalry. Oh my God,
get
with
out of
all
book,
sorts
get out of
armor.
Book mode, okay?
Simon & Schuster. When a false rumor had arisen that Antiochus was dead, Jason took not less than 1,000 men and suddenly made an assault upon the city. Not an a pepper.
Not less than, okay.
Not an assault. He made a pepper.
That when. Was really bad.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad I had to say it twice so you could hear me.
Yeah, no, I know, because it didn't.
Register.
Enter my brain the first
no,
time because it was
no,
so bad.
I know.
And then the second time I was still like, nope, still not good.
Still not good. Yeah. But I thought if I just tried it again.
I appreciate the, you know, the seeing it through there. You
it
know?
Was quick.
That was, yeah.
And I tried.
It was a thing that happened anyway.
It was a thing that happened. When those who were on the wall were being routed and the city was at length nearly taken.
It was routed.
Was it routed?
Yeah,
I always do that wrong. Routed. Damn it. Okay, let's try it again.
You drive on a route and you route armies.
Oh, but sometimes you could drive on a route.
You can, yeah, but you can't route.
You can't
route an army,
them.
Though.
You route them.
You could route an army, but it would be different than routing an army.
Okay, so it's...
Routing an army is more like on the sidelines with like pom-poms and then... You know,
that's
routing an
rooting
army is
them
like
on.
Getting them the fuck out of, like they're getting.
Okay,
so
if you're
them.
Rooting them, you're at a rally. If you're routing them, you're really.
You're fucking them up.
Yeah,
they're okay. getting gone because you're fucking them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's try it again then.
Yeah.
When those who were on the wall were being
routed.
See, I already couldn't remember. routed. And the city was at length nearly taken.
Yeah.
Menelaus took refuge in the citadel.
Okay.
I love the word citadel.
Mm.
But Jason slaughtered his own citizens without mercy. As you do.
I came here to fight somebody. I'm gonna fuck somebody up.
I'm gonna fuck somebody up. Hey, they won't let me out, so hey, I'm gonna kill you You're instead.
Right. Yeah.
So, brother, fuck them up now.
So we got away from that whole sky cavalry thing, though. What happened to the cavalry in the sky?
I'm hoping we get back to that.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was nearly like 40 days.
40 days. Almost,
saying,
not
almost,
quite.
Yeah.
But Jason slaughtered his own citizens without mercy, not considering that good success against kinsmen is the greatest misfortune, but supposing himself to be setting up trophies over enemies and not over fellow countrymen. He didn't win control of the government, but receiving shame as the result of his conspiracy, he fled again as a fugitive into the country of the Ammonites.
Mm.
He thought he was going to get trophies like, look, guys, look what I did. I killed all my guys. It's kind of like if you are playing soccer and you kick a goal into your own. And then you're like, look, I scored for us, you.
Right, yeah.
Us, you.
Yeah, he was pointing the wrong way.
Yeah, like,
that's like, not, dude, turn around, man.
That's not how that works.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Well, this is chapter 5, so we're probably going to be doing a Q&A soon, I'm going to imagine.
Yeah, after this
like
one.
That, yeah.
That will be the next
right.
one that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At last, therefore, he met with a miserable end. Yeah, well, he deserved it. Having been imprisoned at the court of Eretz, Aratus, the prince of the Arabians, fleeing from city to city, pursued by all men, hated as a rebel against the laws, and abhorred as the executioner of his country and his fellow citizens.
So this guy was really unpopular.
He was cast ashore in Egypt.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, he was hated and chased and routed.
Right.
He who had driven many.
No one was rooting for him.
No. Not even Simon and Schuster. He who had driven many from their own country into exile, perished in exile, having crossed the sea to Lacedaemonians.
Yeah, sure. That place. It's real cool. Here they got good food, you know.
That is a long, that word is so long, it takes up half of the line.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's a whole line of print, and half of it is one word.
I feel like they should get together and change the name of that city.
Oh, Lacedaemonians.
That's too much.
I called it Lacedaemonians.
They're Lassa Extra.
Yeah. Having crossed the sea to the Lacedaemonians, hoping to find shelter there because they were near of kin. He was routed there.
Yeah.
He who had thrown out a multitude unburied had none to mourn for him. Mm. He didn't have any funeral at all and no place in the tomb of his ancestors.
Hmm. That's sad for him.
That is sad. Do you ever think about your funeral and who will be there and if people will mourn for you?
I really don't that much. Like, mostly, I'm good with just being like, you know, burn me. And then if you want, you can spread me somewhere or whatever.
But do you ever think about who those people might be that would burn you? Or
I would assume that it would be some people and not other people. So I don't know.
So you just don't really think about
it. I don't really think about it, yeah.
You don't think about the people that you'll leave behind.
I mean, I'll be dead, so.
Do you think about the people that you'll leave behind?
I mean, I don't think about dying that often. So, like, it's not something that I dwell on because, like, I'm more interested in the living and aspect of things, so. And as far as dying is concerned, mostly what I want is for nobody to be sad when I die. I want them to be...
Remember the good things about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what a goofball you are.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes I think of who will come to my funeral, but then I remember that I want more of, like, a Irish wake than a funeral. And I'm like, okay, so who will come to my death party?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I start thinking about it.
I don't really feel like the whole dying thing is for the person who died since they're dead.
Yeah.
It's more for the people that are still alive that want something at that point.
Right.
And therefore, it really has nothing to do with me once I'm dead.
That's true. Because then when I start thinking about it, I'm like, well, most people are that I know that aren't my kids are my age or older. Right.
Yeah.
So then I start being like really morbid. And I'm like, oh, they'll either be dead or dying anyways.
Right.
You know, assuming that I die of old age. Right.
Sure. Sure.
And then I'm like, and then it's just the kids. And do I really want them to waste money on a death party?
Yeah. Right.
Like, no. No.
I mean, you can just drive out into Lake Michigan and kick me off the boat.
Oh, my God. Anyways, now when news came to the king concerning that which was done, he thought that Judea was in revolt. So, setting out from Egypt in a rage, he took the city by force of weapons and commanded his soldiers to cut down without mercy those who came in their way and to kill those who went into their houses.
Mm, okay.
So he's like, murder, murder, stab, stab.
Yeah.
Then there was killing of young and old, destruction of boys, women, and children, and slaying of virgins and infants.
That's not cool, man.
Why you gotta kill the babies and the kids? I mean, like, killing anybody's not good,
but yeah, like, what's up with that?
Why you gotta kill the babies and the kids? That's so mean.
That's not nice. I mean, look, they had nicer ways of saying it in the Old Testament when we were reading through it, where they were like,
sometimes.
Well, I mean, sometimes. But I mean, like, they would just be like, yeah, we killed them all and then piled them up in the middle of the town.
Right.
They didn't distinguish. They're just like, they're all dead.
We killed the whole town. And then me and you would be like, including the kids, I guess.
Well, at least they're not taking them as slaves. Like, I don't know. I feel like somehow that's worse in some ways.
I don't know. It depends. Yeah. I don't know.
Especially when they talk about taking the virgins as you know.
Yeah, you know what that means.
Right.
That's gross.
Yeah.
In a total of 3 days, 80,000 were destroyed. of which 40,000 were slain in close combat, and no fewer were sold into slavery than slain.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. But not content with this, he presumed to enter into the most holy temple of all the earth. Of all the earth. Wow. That is so fucking presumptuous.
Especially since you don't even know what the whole earth entails at this point.
Right? Yeah. It's the most holy temple of all the earth.
Right.
Nobody else on the planet that you haven't even discovered yet the can Incans, have something holier than that.
The Incans might have something to say about that, guys.
I'm like, what about all the people like in Asia? Do you think that their shit was holy?
Yeah.
Maybe they think that their shit was holy.
Yeah, they had holy shit.
What about people in the Americas? Like, they had some holy shit happening.
Yeah.
Like, but no. You said that yours was the most holy temple of all the planet, and so you get to just say that it is. So it is.
And like, since it's in the Bible, it's true, according to Christians.
It just really makes me mad because there was other holy shit happening.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Which temple are we even talking about? Is this Jerusalem that we're in?
I don't fucking know.
I love that because I thought we were in Egypt a minute ago.
Well, it's the most holy temple of all the earth. So okay. I got to imagine that it's...
You would think that we'd be talking about Jerusalem at that point, right?
I would think. Having Menelaus for his guide, who had proved himself a traitor both to the laws and to his country, even taking the sacred vessels with his polluted hands and dragging down with his profane hands the offerings that had been dedicated by other kings to enhance the glory and honor of the place.
Mm.
Antiochus was lifted up in mind, not seeing that because of the sins of those who lived in the city, the sovereign lord had been provoked to anger a little while, and therefore his eye was turned away from the place. But had it not been so that they were already bound by many sins, this man, even as Heliodorus, was sent by King Seleucus to view the treasury, would, as soon as he came forward, have been scourged and turned back from his daring deed. That was a long fucking sentence that I did not follow the majority of.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember the what's his name, the guy that got sent by the Seleucus King
Helio.
Helio, whatever the hell his name is.
Heliodorus.
Yeah. I remember he was the guy that saw the guy in the gold armor that was God or whatever. And then he turned around and was like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah.
So that's
just like, I seen God.
Right. But I'm not really following even where we're at geographically at the moment.
Right.
And or what exactly is happening, except for that Antiochus is around. And like, there's that other dude that like killed his own people and stuff. And
I'm not sure.
Like, I'm a little lost here. I'm going to be honest.
I'm excited for the Q&A.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got 5 chapters of WTF.
These books are not some of the easier books
that
we've been
reading. They're not lightly read.
No. Okay, I feel like I have to have like a flow chart the whole time I'm listening.
Right? Like, and where are we at again now?
Yeah.
However, the Lord didn't choose the nation for the place's sake, but the place for the nation's sake.
Okay.
I really like that sentence. He's like, it doesn't matter what the place is. Y'all are the important part. And because of you, I chose this place, not vice versa.
Got it.
I like that phrasing.
Hmm.
I don't believe, you know, that happened, but right, I like that phrasing.
Sure.
Therefore, also, the place itself, having shared in the calamities that happened to the nation, did afterwards share in its benefits. And the place, which was forsaken in the wrath of the Almighty, was, at the reconciliation of the great sovereign, restored again with all glory.
We have to be talking about Jerusalem.
We have to be talking about Jerusalem.
Like that's what I mean, but I don't understand how we got from Egypt back to Jerusalem, though. I missed that bit, apparently. I was probably talking about something else at the moment and missed it. I don't really care that much.
I think the dude was traveling around, and so then he presumed to enter into the most holy temple of the earth.
Yeah, no, I mean, that has to be what we're talking about, I believe. I'm probably 100% wrong, though.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We will.
We'll be
next,
like...
next episode, where, we will find out.
One of my questions is, where the fuck does all this take place?
And then we'll be like, scratch that whole last episode, we were wrong about everything.
How could we be wrong when we're saying the whole time, what?
Well, yeah, no, let's say it again. We are not scholars or academics.
Yeah,
just to clarify.
Yeah,
we are just reading this shit and trying to figure it out.
And doing a bad job.
Sometimes we do a pretty good job.
I'm making no bold statements here, though.
I have no fucking idea what's happening. This chapter is trash.
As for Antiochus, when he had carried away out of the temple 1,800 talents, that's a lot of talents.
That is a lot, yeah.
He hurried away to Antioch, thinking in his arrogance that he could sail on land and walk on the sea because his heart was lifted up. Oh, that's an interesting turn of phrase. He could sail on land and walk on sea.
Well,
but
it's hard to do with 1,800 talents.
He was no Jesus.
Right.
Only Jesus could sail on land and walk on sea. Yeah. Right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's an interesting turn of phrase. Moreover, he left governors to afflict the race. At Jerusalem, Philip, by race of Phrygian, and in character more barbarous than him who set him there, and at Gerizim, Andronicus, and besides these, Menelaus, who worse than all the rest, exalted himself against his fellow citizens. So he left, like, evil
people in his place,
behind him, yeah.
I kind of remember Philip from the first Maccabees, I think, a little bit.
I don't know if it's the same one, but sure.
I think it might be.
Sure.
Because I remember at one point Antiochus left some people in charge. So.
He did. Having a malicious mind toward the Jews, whom he had made his citizens, he sent that Lord of Pollutions, Apollonius. Oh, Lord of Pollution. You fucking Lord of Pollution. That is a great insult. He left that Lord of Pollutions, Apollonius, with an army of 22,000, commanding him to kill all those who were of full age and to sell the women and boys as slaves.
Damn.
There it is. He came to Jerusalem and, pretending to be a man of peace, waited till the holy day of the Sabbath, and finding the Jews at rest from work, he commanded his men to parade fully armed. He put to the sword all those who came out to the spectacle.
I remember that, because that's where the first guy that was one of the Maccabees ran out, and like they decided after that they were going to fight on the Sabbath. Remember?
Yeah. They were like, I guess fuck the Sabbath, because I'm not trying to die.
This guy, Antiochus, caught up with them, and they didn't fight him because it was the Sabbath, and they just killed him.
Yeah. Running into the city with the armed men, he killed great multitudes. Here we go. But Judas, who is also called Maccabeus, with about nine others, brothers and sons,
right.
withdrew himself and with his company kept himself alive in the mountains like wild animals do.
Yeah.
They continued feeding on what grew wild, that they might not be partakers of the defilement. The end.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's we're coming at this from a, like, I feel like we're literally reading, like, Greek history right now as opposed to Bible stuff, because the way it's reading is almost like they were reading it from a recounting from the Greek side of things.
Yeah.
As opposed to anything written by...
From the Maccabees perspective.
Right, because this is completely different than what we've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's kind of hard to follow because I don't, like, there's so many names again, and they're like, do we really care? Like, this was like... half a chapter or a chapter in First Maccabees.
Right.
And it's been like five chapters in Second Maccabees. So like they're really leaning into the whole Antiochus Epiphanes part of this.
Right.
And I like that we finally got to the point where
we're like, oh, there's the Maccadoodles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, this is where they got slaughtered on the Sabbath. And we're like, oh, shit. Okay, that lines up.
Like, oh, now I know what's happening. Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
But I had to wait till the last paragraph of the fifth chapter to understand what was happening and to be like, okay.
Well, they were pretty bad with not as bad as First Maccabees at any point, but, like, they were pretty bad with the
I don't feel like they were bad with pronouns in this. I just had no idea where the places were.
They weren't letting us know where they were geographically.
Yeah, their geography was bad, not their pronouns. And their sentence structure leaves much to be desired. It's way too long.
Right.
I need simple. I'm a simple girl, and I need simple words. And this was not simple.
Right. Yeah, this is not it.
No, this ain't it. So next time, we'll be back with a Q&A.
Yeah. So that was 2 Maccabees chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
And as wife just said, next time we'll be back with a Q&A.
over chapters 1 through 5 of Second Macadoodles.
And we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.